Assalamu alaikum. My name is Louisa and I have been a Muslim for 1.5 years now. I come from Denmark. The way that I become Muslim, I'm not sure if I can say what directly made me become Muslim. But during my life, I was raised like a Christian. From the Lutheran church, and I was probably one of the only one in my family who was religious. But when I became a teenager and I was going to church and everything, my mom she got cancer, and I remember that we were praying for her and that didn't help. So after that, I kind of lost my faith in God, because I was only a child, so I was thinking, how can God do this to me? So I can't believe in this. That meant that through my teenage years, I wasn't practicing any kind of religion, but I had a lot of Muslim friends, I have had a lot of Christian friends. I've always been talking to a lot of people from everywhere. And once in a while, I just found some things with Islam which sounded true to me. It sounded like this must be right. And later on, I started having religion in the school where I was studying Islam, I was studying Christianity and Buddhism and so on, to find out what seems to be right for me. I wasn't thinking about converting to anything, but just to find the meaning with life. And I didn't talk about it to anybody what I was feeling about this, but now when I look back, I know that Christianity, it wasn't logical for me in the same way that I found Islam. Islam, I found it like it was easy to learn, it was logical, it was, I found so many beautiful things about Islam, but it was not only good things. In the beginning, I was feeling like many other people. I was afraid of Islam in some kind of way. I was thinking that women were suffering and wasn't equal to men, like many other non-Muslims are thinking. And I was thinking a lot of bad things about Islam. But the more that I was studying, the more I found out that I can't really find any bad things in this religion. I can only find beautiful things. And after that, I met this man from, he was Arab, and I fell in love, and I found that, okay, this is it, this must be my destiny in some kind of way. I felt like Allah wanted me to become a Muslim. I don't know who exactly or what was the reason, but I just felt it. So very fast I became a Muslim after that. This relationship, it didn't continue. And like many people, they think that Muslim women, they cannot leave their man, but that's not true. I did that, and for the first maybe half or almost a whole year where I was Muslim, I wasn't really practicing Muslim. I was fasting in Ramadan, but I was not praying. I did not know how to do it, because you have to pray in Arabic. There was a lot of things that I didn't really know, and I did not wear the hijab, I did not cover up. I was continuing to live like I always was doing, just without drinking and without eating pork. It seemed very easy for me to stop eating pork and to drink, but it was hard for me to cover up and pray 5 times a day, every day. So after a while, I started reading more and more about Islam, and that made everything easier. I found out that there was different parts of Islam, Sunni and Shia and so on, and that helped me a lot. Then I started thinking about the hijab, wearing that, but I was like, I can't do that. My family, they wouldn't be happy about that. My family, they asked me when I converted, so are you going to wear a hijab now? Or they may call it a hijab. And I said, no way, I'm not going to do that. And I didn't feel that was necessary. But the more I was getting the love for Islam, the more I was feeling like I wanted to wear a hijab also. That just felt right inside of me. But I was thinking about doing it, I think almost every day for a half year, for 6 months. And then this Ramadan, 2007, I started wearing it, alhamdulillah. And I was afraid because many people was afraid of Muslims, especially maybe since 9/11. But I was praying for that Allah could help me through this and make it easy for me, and it has been easy so far. Everybody has been very accepting. I think that's the good thing about America, that what I have of experience so far is that people are very open-minded about everything, so alhamdulillah. But I have also had some trouble about becoming a Muslim with my family. They were very shocked when they heard that I wanted to be a Muslim, and they were trying to make me not convert. I was called a lot of bad things from them, and my dad, he was taking everything very relaxed and very cool, if I can say it like that. But I had a sister, and she could not accept me as a Muslim, and she still can't. But the rest of my family, they are accepting it. They just don't serve pork when I come in their house and everything, so that's very good. That made it easier for me to do.